السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. إن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، أجارني الله وإياكم منها. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم He summarized the many benefits in a very few words. And we are tonight going to begin with a wonderful hadith which summarizes within it the solution to so many problems that people experience. This hadith has been narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أوصني، قال لا تغضب، فردد مرارا قال لا تغضب. رواه البخاري. Abu Hurairah narrates that a man came to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, give me advice, أوصني. Then he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied to him by saying, don't get angry. And he continued to repeat the question, and Rasulullah continued to repeat to him the answer, لا تغضب. فردد مرارا لا تغضب. Don't get angry, don't get angry, don't get angry. This hadith has so many benefits in it. We can see in this hadith how to advise people with what is most suitable for them. This companion, he was asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for an advice. Rasulullah could have replied by saying, don't swear, don't kill, don't hurt unjustly, don't do these, don't. But he summarized the problem by solving it from its roots. And the roots were not to get angry from the first place. Now in these words, لا تغضب, don't get angry, there's actually room to have two different meanings. The first one is don't allow yourself to get angry. لا تغضب meaning don't get angry from the first place. And this is something difficult, but people can do it. And it happens by giving, for example, to your brother, or to your sister, or to the wife, or to the son, or to the daughter, or to whoever you are dealing with, excuses, benefit of the doubt. So by giving them the benefit of the doubt, you are controlling the way you feel, so that you don't get angry from the first place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once had one of his wives coming to him with very nice food. And Aisha radiallahu anha got jealous. So she broke the plate. And this happened in front of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have got angry there. But instead of getting angry, he picked up the parts from the broken plate and he replied and he said to his companions, غارت أمكم, your mother got jealous. Notice in this hadith how he was giving the benefit of the doubt to the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda. She got jealous. And that is a nature that people have, especially women. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that into consideration before he got angry. So one of the ways to allow yourself from the first place, or to not allow yourself to get angry, is by really giving excuses for your brother or your sister in Islam. Understanding their human nature, that they could get jealous, they could get upset, they could get angry, they could make mistakes. Also by thinking before you get angry quickly, is this something that is worthwhile getting angry for or not? Many times just by asking yourself that question, you come to the conclusion that really it's not worth it. And this is something where one of the pious predecessors by the name of Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, whoever has these four, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَحَرَّمَهُ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ مَلَكَ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الرَّغْبَةِ وَالرَّهْبَةِ وَالشَّهْوَةِ وَالْغَضَبِ. He said, fourth characteristics, whoever controls them, then Allah will protect him from the fire and he will protect him from the shaytan. These four traits, if you control yourself at them, then Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah is saying that you'll be protected from the fire and the shaytan. What are they? He said, al-raghba. Al-raghba is the desire. The desire to attain something. When you control yourself, when you really want something, that is a sign of piety and a sign of intelligence. Because a lot of the times people, when they want something, they become blinded and they'll do anything to attain it. So they will even follow the means of the haram. They will even go to the extent of cheating and stealing and eating from the haram. Why? Because they really want it. So he said the first one was al-raghba, the desire that you have. Al-rahba, the fee. If you control yourself at the time of fee, then also you have another characteristic which will protect you from the shaytan and the fire. People, when they get scared, they react in different ways. When a person's in fear of another person, he will hide the truth at times. He will cheat so that he's not discovered. He will go on to do things that are displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla when he's scared. And then he said, وَالشَّهْوَةِ. وَالشَّهْوَةِ is the desires that you have, the inner desires. When a man has a shahwa, or the female has a shahwa, a desire that they want to fulfill, if they control their desires and control themselves at that time, then there's another trait that makes the person of those who are protected from the shaytan and from the hellfire. And the other one was al-ghadab, the anger. The person who controls himself when he's angry is a strong person. And these four traits, controlling yourself with that which you love, that which you fear, that which you desire, and that which, and then when you are angry, are four things that only the strong person can do. Not every person can have this. And that's why Al-Hasan al-Basri, from his understanding to the Qur'an and the Sunnah, he says to you that these four things, if they are found in any person, he's protected from the shaytan and protected from the hellfire. Because the shaytan has no more gate, no more door to enter upon that person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that companion, لا تغضب, don't get angry from the first place, if it's possible. And it is possible. But people vary with their ability to do so. It is something that you will find one person can easily do it at times, while another person can't always do it. طيب, since not everyone's able to control himself when he's angry, or can't control himself from getting angry from the first place, here we take the second understanding to the hadith. La taqdab would mean, don't get angry from the first place. The second understanding will be, don't fulfill your anger. Don't stay angry. And this is something possible. To not stay angry and not to fulfill your anger is something possible. Brothers and sisters, anger is something that humans experience. We're not angels. We're not those creatures who can always be perfect. And people get angry. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best role model, the best example, got angry. In the authentic hadith, it's reported that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Rasulullah distributed some wealth that he had to the believers, to the Muslims, Ibn Mas'ud reports to Rasulullah that some people said, هَذِهِ قِسْمَةٌ لَمْ يَبْتَغِي بِهَا رَبَّهِ. These are words that are dangerous. Really dangerous. Kufr. Accusing Rasulullah that he did not distribute the wealth for the sake of Allah. Meaning he did it for himself and to really be more inclined towards some and neglect others and so on. That's kufr billah with the agreement of the ulama. No doubt. That's disbelief. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard these words, he got angry. But listen to what he said. He said, قَدْ أُوذِيَ مُوسَى بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرْ. Musa was hurt more than this, and he was patient. He was patient. And he continued to repeat these words while he was angry, and he did not go on to fulfill his rage and anger. My brothers and sisters, the powerful person is the one who controls himself while he is angry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the authentic hadith, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالصُّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. The strong one isn't the one that wins in a fight, but he is the one who controls himself and owns himself while he's angry. يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ. He controls himself and doesn't give up himself to the shaitan while he's angry. This is a sign of strength. It's a sign of strength and control and ability. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla in His glorious book, He says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who repress their anger and pardon people, and Allah loves those who are righteous to others. This reward will not be promised except to those who are striving and are deserving. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned from among those who deserve the reward of Allah of paradise, and those who deserve to be described as the believers, as the one, are the ones who control their angers. So the powerful person, the strong individual, is not the one who his emotions control him, where his anger and rage controls him, where it blinds him. The strong individual is the one who controls his anger. He is the one who is powerful. I'll tell you one thing, brothers. One thing for sure, without any doubt. There is not a time where a person controls his anger except where he will come out a winner. Worldly and in the hereafter. Of course, with the condition that he does it out of faith. Because a person may repress his anger, not out of faith, he may gain some worldly benefit, but would not gain the benefit of the hereafter, of the akhirah. Listen to this beautiful hadith. This wonderful hadith, collected by at-Tirmidhi, deemed to be authentic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man kadhama ghayzahu wa huwa yastati'u an yunfidahu da'ahu Allah ala ru'us al-khala'iq wa qala lahu ikhtar min al-hur al-'ayn ma shi'ta." Listen to this. Whoever controls his rage when he is able to fulfill it. Let's say you are a person who has the upper hand. You're the husband. You're the man with the big muscles. You're the one with the loud voice. You're the one who can say divorce. And you're the one who can say out and in, stand and sit. You're commander at home. And you control your anger. Listen to this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that individual will be called on the day of resurrection in front of all the creation. And it will be said to him, choose from the hur al-ayn, whichever one you want. But this is not something easy. It's not something easy. Because it's going against your desire to revenge, to harm, to prove, to conquer. It's going against your desire. And going against your desire is something not easy. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And none shall attain that except those who are patient, and none will attain it except those of great fortune from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Great gifts and blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This ayah was mentioned after Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us about something rare to find. Where He said, "Idfa billati hiya ahsan. Fa'idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatun ka'annahu waliyun hamim. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ." Repel or respond the bad with the good. اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Return the bad with the good. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us that the one who is an enemy or is in hatred to you becomes a close friend. And this is not gained except, or not given except to those of great patience and except to those of great fortune from Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the context of the ayah. My brothers, anger can be controlled. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have said, "La taghdab," don't get angry. But there's a difference between a person who doesn't want to control himself, and therefore, yes, he's right. He can't turn around and say that he can't, "I can't stop it." Why? Because he doesn't want to stop it. From the first place, he hasn't tried to. He didn't do the mujahada and the striving. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by saying to the companion, he's proving a point. And that is, you can control your anger. And it's possible. But you are also required to be at that time someone who desires that, who wants that, who turns to Allah Azza wa Jal to achieve that. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us how to control our anger. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Al-ghadabu jamratun min ash-shaytan yulqiha fi qalbi ibn Adam." الغضب جمرة من الشيطان يلقيها في قلب ابن آدم. Anger is hot coal, burning coal from the shaitan. He throws it into the heart of the son of Adam. You feel it, you're boiling, you're ready. Just give me a knife, I'm ready. Your brain shuts down. Your blood is all gushing and rushing. And you're ready. Shaitan is there ready with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that what turns out the fire, it's another hadith, what turns out the fire is water. So when one of you gets angry, let him make the wudu. It cools him down. And wallahi, this is something that even scientifically it's proven. We don't need to turn to science to prove that Rasulullah is right. But we take it as also something that only causes people to have more trust and more belief due to their weak natures. And also due to their nature, when now they're seeing a sign from the signs of Allah displayed in science. Science, they teach you today that in order for you to control the way you feel, your mood, you have to have a change to your physiology. You have to have a change. Because it's a pattern that flows. When you're angry, it's a pattern. You need to interrupt that pattern. You need to break that pattern. But, of course, you don't want it to break when it's too late. When the divorce has happened, or the killing has happened, or the swear words have flowed and gushed out of your mouth, or where the individual has broken something and destroyed something, that's when it's too late to break the pattern. And it does happen. It does happen. When that person who is angry now puts his hand through the wall and he breaks his hand, the next thing he's crying, he's breaking the pattern, yes. But after what? You've broken your fingers. You cracked the wall. Or when he's bashed someone and the police and the sirens are outside, and the next thing a family separation is happening due to your weak nature, due to your temper, then yes, the pattern has interrupted, but after what? Or after you have injured that individual in front of you and caused so much damage, after what are you breaking the pattern? Or after you find that your children have been snapped away from you and your wife due to your weak, sick nature, then it's too late. Breaking a pattern should not be delayed until late. You should choose the right times. And that is when you get angry straight away. Interrupt and realize that it's from the shaitan and that you need to control your anger. You have to be on top of it. It's common sense. If you're going to ride the horse and control it, you have a safe journey. But if you're going to allow the horse to ride you, it's common sense you're going to be crushed. You can't carry the horse. And likewise, when it comes to anger, if you allow the anger to control you, you're not going to come out with a good result. All you're going to do is anger the Creator and cause hearts to be broken and cause families to be destroyed or wealth to be spoiled and thrown away. Even at the time of war, the anger, something has to be controlled. Because if you are angry, you're blinded and your enemy has a path over you. Never, never, ever you'll find in Islam that anger was something praised where you let it go. But it was praised where you control it. And it was a cause why you gain reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla, because you controlled it. So they teach you in the science to interrupt the pattern. Interrupting the pattern to us as Muslims, the best of ways is through the way of Allah, the way of Rasulullah. Make wudu while your heart is there. And wallahi, getting your mind onto the wudu, concentrating, bismillah, washing the hands. You're doing the sunnah of dalik, rubbing your hands. And then you're rinsing your mouth out, and your nose, and your face, and you're rubbing your face, coming to your arms, it's cold water while you're angry. It's a medicine at that time. It's medicine. And I challenge any individual who is angry and truly does the wudu from his heart to not find the change after doing the wudu. How could it be? Yani that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us something and then it doesn't work. Has to work. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the companion who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to drink honey, to eat honey. They said it didn't affect him. He said, "Gada bibatnu akhik." The stomach of your brother is lying. It's gonna work. It's gonna work, no questions. But you have to believe also it's gonna work. You have to have the trust it's gonna work. From the things that we were advised besides to make in wudu is remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Remembering Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, only in the remembrance of Allah the heart will find rest. This is the only correct translation, my brothers and sisters. The heart will never find rest except in knowing Allah Azza wa Jal. And whatever it finds from rest and comfort through other than Allah Azza wa Jal is like the rest and comfort that an individual experiences after drinking poison. Short term, coming to an end. But when the individual has the reminders of Allah, when he has Allah in his heart, and he remembers Allah with his heart, then I'll tell you, it's a full time pleasure. Continuous even in the grave and in the hereafter. But there's a big difference between someone who says, "Ya Allah," and he's angry, "Astaghfirullah," and someone who truly says the words of Allah, the name of Allah, while his heart is at rest with these words. While the hearts really remember, I have a Lord who's above me, watching me, hearing me. How could I? I get angry with this individual now. I remember that I've got a creator who's above me, who's more powerful than me, who will hurt me if I hurt others, who will harm me. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Sa'd, who was hitting his son, he said, "Know that Allah is more powerful over you than you over your son." Remember, you have a creator, you have a Lord who is more powerful than you over your son. He's stronger than you. Don't think if you are able now to bend his arm and twist it and slap him, that you're going to be able to get away with it. Even if you're the father. Of course, when our fathers get angry with us, we remember that they only get angry with us for good reasons. And they love us, and they care for us, and never would they intend to hurt us, and never would they ever intend harm to us. And we also remember that our parents are more merciful to us than the creation that surrounds us. We remember that at the same time. And they will also remember that there's nothing better than using the prophetic medicine at that time and dealing with that individual in a way that is responsible. It's a two-way way. So remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, my brothers, is a very good way to control your anger. But while your heart is there. While the heart is there. And the best of words that Rasulullah taught us at that time to say, or one of the best of words, is to say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim." I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Say it at that time why you really mean it. Also from the prophetic medicines is to stick to the ground. Don't try to fly. Because the shaitan is created from fire, he runs through your veins when you are angry. You become into that nature where you're lifting, you're trying to rise like an ocean that wants to come upon people and destroy them. That's the nature that comes to you at that time. Rasulullah, he teaches us. His hadith has deemed to be authentic by some scholars of hadith, not all. He said, stick to the ground. Meaning, if you are standing, sit. If it doesn't work, lay down. Because it goes against that nature of going up. Also, scientifically, this is a way of interrupting the pattern to your physiology, your body language. Body language has a big effect on the way you behave and think. Believe me. You try, I'm not angry, but you try now to really get angry while you're smiling. Try it. Can't be. Anger and smile and that the feeling of anger has its effect on the body. You control yourself and you smile. Not smile like the fox smiling, you're dead. Oh, I'm gonna kill you, that's it. That says one of the poets, he said, don't think if the fox is smiling to you, he's smiling. He's just really thinking of how he's gonna eat you. It's an Arabic poem translated. No, I mean a real smile. Smiling that is there while you are in a state where you want to smile. It's the difference between someone who wants to smile and someone who doesn't want to smile. Big difference. So the point is, the physiology, the body language we have, does have an effect. Islam doesn't go against this stuff, my brothers. Does it? So if you are standing, sit, it's the hadith of Rasulullah. If you're sitting, lay down. From the advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave us and reminded us of when we get angry, it's also to remember the reward of Allah at that time. I tell you one thing, every one of us should be in that state where he really appreciates this beautiful deen. My brothers, no matter what situation you're in, it always gives you a path to gain reward and to exceed. No matter what you're in, all trials, all tests in life, which you and I look at it as, yeah, it's something at times. We're saying people look at it as a bad thing. SubhanAllah, Islam came to give you at that time a way to glory, a way to honor, a way to success, a way to the pleasure of Allah. And this is something that I thank Allah for it. And I would say this with a heart that's content and filled with the joy to say these words and the confidence to say these words. I would say this to all mankind and to all people. Wallahi, if you were to all gather and unite to come with something similar to this deen, you will be unsuccessful. Because none of you can promise us a reward when it comes to the hereafter. None of you can give us the true rewards. So remembering the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and having that thought of what He has prepared for those who control their anger is another way to really be of those individuals who can come out as winners. We have to remember these words, my brothers. I want to share with you something. Don't think if you're right and the other person's wrong, you have the right to fulfill your rage and anger. Don't think if Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed you to practice that you are allowed to go and fulfill your anger as you wish with those who do not practice. You are the slave of Allah, and you have no choice but to speak what is pleasing to Allah, or you pay the price, even if you're right. I mean it, even if you're right. Authentic hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there were two men. One of them was a worshipper, while the other one was someone who oppressed himself, he wronged himself, and he wasn't a worshipper. He used to do a lot of sin and not pray, and he continued to advise him and advise him, until one day, the one who is a worshipper said to the one who is not a worshipper, Allah will never forgive you. Allah Azza wa Jal will never ever accept you. The one who said these words was the worshipper, was the one who spoke against Allah without knowledge, and as a result, Allah Azza wa Jal punished him and forgave the wrongdoer. And forgive me, he wasn't someone who didn't pray. He was someone who used to do a lot of bad. So the point is, my brothers, yes, you could be right at times. You could be on the sunnah. But you have to remember, don't allow your anger to blind you. Don't allow your anger to control you. And speak the word of haqq while you are on the haqq. Speak the words of truth while you are on the truth. Because a person may be on the truth, but when he's angry, he says other than the truth. How? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us in his beautiful dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka kalimat al-haqq fi al-ghadab wa fi al-ridha. Oh my Lord, I ask you the word of truth when I am pleased and when I'm angry. Because yes, people get angry, well, they're right at times, but they say words that are wrong. They say words that are oppressive. They say words that Allah may never forgive. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُلْقِي الْكَلِمَةَ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. And a person could say some words. He doesn't pay attention to what he's talking about. He's blabbing. Doesn't know what he's saying. It's a cause why he's thrown in the fire for 70 years. 70 years. Because of a word that he's saying. Fear Allah, my brothers and sisters. It's a reminder to myself, fear Allah. Be mindful of Allah. Don't allow your anger to control you. You control it. And at the end of the day, when every one of us is that individual who can learn to control his emotions, especially anger, we have room to talk. You sit with an individual who is angry, you can't talk. What am I going to talk about? You don't want to listen. Whenever I say something, you just want to take it the way you want to take it. Why? Because you're angry. But when you are calm, when you're controlling your temper, when you're willing to listen, then there's room to talk. There's room to communicate. There's room to solve the problem. And this goes on to all of us, no matter where you are. One of the things that Ibn Mubarak, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, he said, he was asked, give us the summary of all good manners. The summary of all good manners. He said, leaving anger. Leave the anger. Because it will help you. And this is, they said, جَمَاعُ الْخَيْرِ فِي تَرْكِ الْغَضَبِ وَجَمَاعُ الشَّرِّ فِي الْغَضَبِ. The combination of good is in leaving the anger. And the combination of bad is in fulfilling your anger. Be mindful of these words, my brothers. But if the person next to you is angry, and he's an important one, he's angry, he's boiling, what should you do? Get him more angry? Let's say it's you who is facing someone who is extremely angry. What would you do? Get him more angry? Argue? No. Learn to be quiet. Learn to really be that person who is in control at that time while he doesn't look like that person who wants to take control. Does that make sense? Think about it. If you look like someone who wants to take control and he's angry, yani, now it's going very big. On top of everything, you want to control me? Where are you going? Person getting more angry. But to control while he doesn't know you're controlling, how? By you controlling yourself. I tell you, the winner at that time is the one who is controlling. And he can always come back to that individual and say, may Allah forgive you, only if you hurt yourself. But beware of getting another problem there. But really, you've got to use the hikmah too, my brothers. Understand this nature that people have. Use hikmah. Someone's angry, the wife, she sees her husband angry, she wants to argue. But be quiet. Be quiet. You don't know what you're doing. Keep on talking. You're going to get divorced. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt the kids. You're going to cause more sins towards him. Be a wise wife. Be a good wife. Listen. And just tell him that which will comfort him at that time. Tell him the words that will comfort him. Don't challenge him at that time. He can't go and fight fire with fire. He fight fire with what? With water. You've got to be that water at that time. Otherwise, I say this with all my respect, there's nothing special about you. Seriously, a lady that's only good when her husband's good, there's nothing special about her. In my view, all she's doing is returning a favor with a favor. That's it. But the wife that controls her anger or controls herself while her husband is wronging her, is the top wife. She's the wife that, I'll tell you one thing, she's the wife. She's the special wife. She's the one who deserves at the end of the day that beautiful kiss on the forehead to be said to her, what a wife. She deserves a medallion and a trophy because truly, she is a winner. So you got to learn, my sisters, how to control the situation when it gets out of control. And likewise for the husbands. Likewise, you see your wife angry. Don't go and try to extinguish the fire with the fire again. And use hikmah. Be like Rasulullah. Qalat ummukum, your mother got jealous. But don't mean it as a swear word. It's going to get her any more angry. But say it in a way that is befitting. Say it in a nice way. Say it in a nice way. Go make wudu. Sit down, relax. Tell her to lay down. Tell her, look, I'm happy to discuss this topic with you and go as far as you want to go with it, but not while you're angry. Let's sit down and talk when you calm down, inshallah. Repeat the words that remind her of the paradise and the hell. Say to her, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ. Tell her, look, wallahi, at the end of the day, I care for you and I care for my children. I do not want to see them while we're angry. I don't want them to see us while we're angry. Fear Allah, عَزَّ وَجَلِ. Fear Allah. Look, I'm only human. I'm not saying to you that I haven't wronged you. But really understand, at the end of the day, this is not the way to solve a problem with a problem. Don't be a problem now. Relax. Take it easy. Say the words that could calm her down. Women, really, my brothers, yani, they could be hard to understand at times. I know this. Wallahi, look, at times a man could really say, I figured out how to deal with computers, with cars. I can pretty much do anything. I'm the jack of all trades. I'll do it all. You just give me the trade, I'll learn it, I'll do it. But don't give me a lady to understand. I can't figure it out. I can't understand her. I know how brothers talk at times. I'll tell you that. But really, at the end of the day, my brothers, there's one thing you've got to understand about her. She's emotions. When you understand that she's more emotion, Do you understand that you need to be more brains? Brains and emotions together, they come out with something good. But emotion versus emotion equals, Allahu A'lam, a volcano, what's going to happen? Could be another tsunami happening. I'll tell you one thing. Good couples is not always about yes, yes. If you think that's the ideal relationship, you're wrong. What you have is pretty much the relationship of a master with his slave. Yes, 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 sir. That's it. Yes, sir. No. Astaghfirullah. It's World War IV. No, no, no. The ideal relationship is the one where they understand that they both complete one another. That they both have shortcomings. That they both complete one another with the understanding to their weaknesses. Where they both desire to really keep a strong bond between one another. Relationship that's good is the one that's built on patience, on mercy, not necessarily love. Love is what you learn in fairy tales. Yes, love exists, don't get me wrong. Rasulullah loved Aisha so much. He loved all his wife. He loved Khadija so much that his wives would get jealous from her. But at times love could be missing, could go weak. And what's left is mercy. And what's left is that understanding and sympathy towards one another. I hope I've done well with this topic. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to gift us with this ability of perfecting our characters while we're pleased, while we're angry. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to strengthen our iman, to make us of those who do not only talk, but really do what we're talking about. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all. May Allah protect you. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.